This is old business.
Hearings, and we're gonna have some old business.
Case number 10,928, Catherine, or John and Catherine Yost. This was the, remember, appealing the director's decision that the lot requires only a side yard setback instead of a corner side yard setback because of the pedestrian access rather than a street. Handed down the minutes, but I'm sure you remember.
Mr. Chairman, I went up to see that myself since I was an inspector in that area for many years along the coast. And I looked to see, I think the applicant said that, made a statement, I guess, on one of these, some of the documentation here, that there was a view, it was obstructing a view. And I think you just heard Attorney Schrader say that that wasn't anything to do in the courts anymore. In other words, you couldn't.
Well, I think
it's not an issue, right?
I think what he said was the state determined that no one has a right of view.
That's it. That's a good way of putting it.
Am I correct, Mr. Sharp?
That was what Mr. Schrader said. I have not reviewed the case.
Let's say that he's correct. Okay. I went up on the porch on that property because I wanted to see if there was a problem in that area also, but that negates that right now. If that's true, it wouldn't be. But I didn't see anything that I could see up there that, you know, would 5 foot would do anything to it. That's 15 feet if it's a road, and it's 5 feet difference if it's, it's 10 feet or 15 feet. But that's not the issue, I know. But this is what I'm trying to say, is that I don't see a difference in the view with 5 feet, okay? But the issue is it a access to the beach or is it a road? By my experience.
Mr. Langston told me that it's not a corner, it's a side, it's a pedestrian access. And that's what you need to determine whether you agree with him or not.
Right.
I believe the actual issue, Mr. Rickard, is the definition of a corner lot says that it butts two streets. And the issue here is whether or not pedestrian access constitutes a street.
Right.
And if it does, then it would be a corner lot in which a variance is needed. If it is not considered a street, then the 10-foot setback would apply, in which case a variance would not be needed.
Right.
So that's the issue here today.
Okay. The issue is that, and I'm saying right to this point, giving you some experience on the beach area, that they have more than one access all the way down to the Maryland line, and they all look, access to the beach, they all look like what you see here in the pictures that they're presented. And I've had to make that decision sometimes myself, and this is, I agree with the director that it is an access to the beach. That's all I have to say.
Well, I agree. I personally agree with the director, but I also agree with the opposition in that there's certain common sense issues that come to play. And common sense would suggest that it's not a street for vehicles, but for pedestrian traffic. It's not even listed as a street or a lane or any other name, if you will. So I have to agree.
I would also agree that it is a pedestrian access. Is so marked on the original plot, I believe, of 1969. So I would also agree that or vote to uphold the director's decision that it is not a corner lot.
Is that your motion?
I would make that motion.
Do I have a second?
I second that motion.
Mr. Chairman, before vote, I do want to note that in the brief prepared by Mr. Mandalas on behalf of Mr. Pomilio, he did cite some reasons, and if I recall, he had referenced at the hearing that he would request that those reasons be cited as perhaps the basis for the board's opinion. I don't know if that's something the board would be willing to entertain or not, but it is something that had been proffered at the hearing.
For the record, can you briefly go over those reasons? For the record, can you recall those reasons for us, or do you have that? What is?
I believe I have them here. Okay. And I'm citing the first page of the memorandum. It reads, Mr. Lank's decision, however, should be upheld for the following reasons. Number one, the pedestrian beach access adjacent to the Pomilio property is not a street under the code. Because the pedestrian beach access is not a street, the Pomilio property cannot be considered a corner lot. And number three, because the Pomilio property is not a corner lot, the applicable side yard setback is 10 feet, not 15 feet.
I would agree with that, and I'd like to incorporate that in my motion.
Okay, and would you like to incorporate that in your second?
Yes, I will incorporate that.
So, by roll call vote, Mr. Rickard?
Yes.
And Mr. Workman?
Yes, I agree with the same reasons they stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
And I too vote yes as for those such reasons. So the motion is carried and the case is approved. Case number 10,928.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, members of the board.
Director's decision is upheld.
Upheld.